Welcome to the Senior Zone,
where we connect older adults with the organizations and resources that serve them.
The Senior Zone's goal?
While working with local and national partners,
aims to educate, empower, enlighten, entertain, and engage older adults with the tools and information to stay healthy, happy, and secure.
Great guests, health tips, upcoming events, and useful information.
So get ready to take notes
and have some fun.
It's now time
for the Senior Zone.
Good morning, and welcome to the Senior Zone. I am your host, Sean Perry, and as always, I want to thank you for allowing me this awesome privilege to enter into your home, your church, your car, your community center, or wherever else you might be listening to the sound of my voice this morning. Here on the Senior Zone, it's been our self-imposed mandate for nearly the past 6 years to discover the topics and discuss the issues and concerns facing our seniors today. Uniting seniors 50 and up with tips and directions to senior programs and services, tools and resources, events and advice. Here on the Senior Zone, we hope to inspire, impact, influence, and improve the quality of life for older adults everywhere. Why, I'm often asked? Simply because we care. No other reason than we care. The call-in number for today's show is 240-638-5430. I'll repeat that one more time, 240-638-5430. Or for our tech-savvy seniors, you can go online right now and listen to us at myspiritdc.com. That's myspiritdc.com. Well, coming up in today's show, do you have an idea to make some extra cash and you don't know where to start? Or have you reached a plateau in your business and need an infusion of growth strategies? Or are you just bored, spitless at work and ready to live your dream? Lastly, were you recently laid off with no job prospects in sight? I've been there before. If you said yes to any of those questions and you're 45 and older, then the 2018 Boom Conference is a must-attend event for you. Coming up shortly, we're going to chat with the organizer of that event, the 2018 Boom Conference, Miss Angela Heath. She is standing by and ready to go. In our second segment, AARP's Legal Counsel for the Elderly, they have a new program that saves people who have housing vouchers from eviction and homelessness. The program is called the Voucher Preservation Project, made possible by Sidley Austin Foundation, as well as the accounting firm of KPMG. As always, we will close out the show with birthdays of the week, as well as news and announcements. But please allow me to thank our sponsors, those that allow me the privilege to do what I love to do here on the Senior Zone. And first up, we have the DC Office on Aging, right at home of Montgomery and Prince George's County, Legal Counsel for the Elderly, Stewart Funeral Home right over there on Benning Road, Lincoln Heritage, the United Healthcare Community Plan, and lastly, our newest sponsor, Grand Pad. They have the simplest and safest and smartest tablet that connects seniors with their loved ones. So thank all of those sponsors for allowing me to keep our seniors informed, engaged, and inspired to live full lives with dignity, independence, and respect. Folks, this next break, or our first break, I should say, is brought to you by Stewart Funeral Home, a family tradition for over 118 years. When we return, we are discussing quick, simple, and affordable ways to make money online for those that are 45 and older. Do the hustle without the hassle. Don't change that dial. We'll be right back.
Many of us realize we have more yesterdays than tomorrows. Have you given thought to the pre-planning of your life's final celebration? Consider giving Stewart Funeral Home of Washington, D.C. the privilege of guiding you along the path leading to a meaningful, respectful, caring, and affordable service, because your life should be remembered. Stewart Funeral Home can guide you through the latest funeral and cremation options while providing old-fashioned experience with the level of detail that comes from a hometown provider. Isn't your life's final celebration worth pre-planning? Let Stewart Funeral Home be your guide. Call them today at 202-399-3600. That's 202-399-3600. Stewart Funeral Home, located in Washington, D.C., at 4001 Benning Road Northeast. Call them now at 202-399-3600.
I had money problems for several months and couldn't pay my rent. I explain the situation to my landlord, but he still says he's going to evict me. Is there anything I can do?
I gave out my personal information to someone over the phone who promised to lower my mortgage rate. I wish I hadn't fallen for that trick. Does that mean I'll lose my house?
Sadly, not having the resources for representation is a common reason many seniors are unable to protect themselves. For 40 years, Legal Counsel for the Elderly has been providing free legal services for D.C. seniors who can't afford their own. If you or someone you know is a D.C. resident 60 or older who needs legal help, please visit aarp.org/LCE or call 202-434-2120. Legal Counsel for the Elderly. We're here to defend the rights of D.C. seniors because everyone is entitled to lawful benefits and fairness in the justice system. Visit aarp.org/LCE or call 202-434-2120. Legal Counsel for the Elderly is a nonprofit charitable affiliate of AARP.
Con artists. They'll try anything to get your Medicare card number.
So they can steal your identity.
Commit Medicare fraud.
What can you do? Guard your card.
Guard your card. Just like your credit card.
Nobody gets my number unless I know they should have it.
Protect your identity. New Medicare cards without Social Security numbers will be mailed next year.
Visit medicare.gov/fraud. Stay sharp, people.
Is the Senior Zone, and I am your host, Sean Perry. And with me today, I'm excited to have this guest, this individual, this woman in front of me. She is speaker, trainer, and author, Angela Heath. She is a celebrated keynote speaker who has spent a lifetime inspiring, training, and elevating individuals to take action. She is the CEO of TKC Incorporated. Her company trains mature professionals on how to monetize. Yes, get some money, monetize their skills, equips career coaches, outplacement firms, and employment service providers to better serve their mature clients and guides companies on how to leverage the gig economy. Good morning, Ms. Heath.
Good morning, Sean. How are you today?
I am doing well. I'm excited to have you here on the Senior Zone again. It is that time of the year where you are busy.
We are very busy. We're getting very excited about the Boom Conference. It's going to be fantastic.
Yeah. So I want to get to that. We got enough time for that. But I want to talk, let's just kind of lead up to that a little bit, right? We're going to talk about the Boom Conference, and I'm excited to be a part of that again. But, you know, we have a lot of our listeners who are seniors, right? Older adults, you know, and retirement, you know, isn't probably in many cases what they thought it would be, right? It's not the travel, the rest, the adventure. You know, their money has come up a little short at the end of each month. Maybe it runs out on the 23rd instead of the 30th there. With that being said, you know, and that's probably for many in our area, what do you suggest that people in that kind of situation, Angela, what can they do being a retired individual?
Yeah, it's real common for retirees to find out that after retirement, their income is just not stretching. Mm-hmm. You know, they may have medical issues, they have unexpected expenses, they might have caregiving issues. Sometimes they have children dipping into their pockets, right? So if we don't have the income that we need to first and foremost go to the authorities that are there to help us. So we want to talk to our local Department on Aging and see what programs would be of benefit to us that would bring us financial resources as well as services to help defray some of our costs. But the other option for some of your viewers may be to use some of those talents and skills that they've had for a lifetime and earn their own income.
So is there still a place in this economy for older adults to still, you know, thrive, make money?
Oh, this is like the perfect time because this is what we call the gig economy, meaning that there are little jobs we can do here and there, part-time work, temporary, seasonal jobs. People are even using their talents, their gifts, and things that they didn't use to work with, but things that are of interest to other people. And they're selling them and they're actually making money with that.
Can you give us some examples?
Oh, I can give you a great example. One of our speakers who is coming, she created this product called Tip and Split. She created this product because she's an older woman and she was going to the restaurant and she couldn't see the menu. So her product has a magnifying glass on it, and it also has a light on it. In addition, you can enter the total of your bill at the restaurant, and it tells you however many people you have, what each person owes. She is doing phenomenal, and I won't tell you her age, but she's an older woman, and she looked in her own life and said, every time I go to a restaurant, I can never read the menu, and came up with a product that's doing fantastic. She's been on QVC.
Well, we need to get that product in every restaurant. I was just having this conversation last week. I was up in Frederick at a restaurant, and that font size had to be like 8. It was so small, I couldn't even read it. Even with my reading glasses, it was just that small. So that's an ingenious product.
That's a great product, and she's doing really well with it.
But for those that don't have that skill set, you know, is there what are some of the other examples where they can get out there and make money? Are there opportunities within the gig economy in the service sector?
There are so many opportunities. Let me share another example of someone who was a mature person, and they no longer had a job and wanted to just fill their time. Money wasn't really as much of an issue. It was filling their time with something of meaning. Mm-hmm. And so she looked inside of her skill set and what her interests were, and she always got compliments on how gorgeous her home was. So the next thing you know, she decides, well, maybe I'll start a little staging business. I like to shop and I love to decorate. And she started doing that. That was less than 4 years ago, Sean. And now that little hobby of hers has turned into a thriving business where she stages for real estate agencies. But now she's actually a general contractor.
Wow.
Refurbishing homes and commercial clients. And she has a full-fledged business, and she loves it. Yeah.
For folks that are just looking, Angela, to just put a few extra $100 in their pocket each month, just to stretch that last week out, are there opportunities there?
There are so many opportunities. It is really unbelievable. There's this whole marketplace. I call it the gig economy marketplace. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of times when we get older, we don't want to do things online, but these are simple things. These are things like you go online to a website, you just click. It takes you to the website. And on these websites, there's a list of all of these types of jobs that you can do. So it doesn't matter what your interest is, what your career used to be, you can find something that you can do. Say, for example, you're an editor. You know, you did that for 30 years, and now you just said, oh, I wouldn't mind editing a little bit here or there. You go on these websites and you find editing jobs. You do it when you want to, for however long you want to, and then you stop and start having fun in retirement. When you want a little extra money, you go back on the website and you find another gig.
Mm. Yeah, kind of like driving an Uber or a Lyft, huh?
Driving Uber or Lyft, even though we've had a lot of conversation about people not making enough money with that, a lot of this has to do with finding out what are the best practices, no matter what you're doing, because there are people who drive Uber at the right time, at the right places, and they make a lot of extra money.
Yeah, yeah. You know, there's something I haven't said on the show before, but I have an on-demand gig, if you will. And this uses my previous experience of being in healthcare. And so a major healthcare provider, when they have events and they need to man the tables with people who are knowledgeable about healthcare, right, they would call me up. And if I'm available and there's an opportunity to do an event, you know, it marries up. I make money. They have someone that they can trust and that's knowledgeable there. That's on demand. And I found that is that similar to what the gig economy is?
That is it exactly. And there's another gentleman who retired, and he just got bored around the house, and his wife was really like, you need to find something else to do. He was a tinkerer. Uh-huh. He liked to use his hands. So he got on one of these websites and he found odd jobs. So whenever he had free time, he would go do odd jobs that he loved to do. He would have done these things for free, but that he actually made money doing them.
And the marriage thrived, more importantly, right?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
So let's transition a little bit. You have a wonderful event, you know, coming up. As you're in this is the second year.
Yes.
Right. And you call it the Boom Conference. B-O-O-M. Why boom?
Boom actually stands for when you want your life to just explode with whatever it is you want, whether that's excitement, whether that's opportunity. You know, when we get a little more mature, we actually have the time, and some of us have the resources to say, you know, I've done a job for 30, 40 years. It paid the bills, but it was not fulfilling. This is the time now when we can say, I want my life to be what I want my life to be. Take control over it and watch your life just explode with excitement, opportunity, purpose, passion, and actually some extra money.
That's the key, right?
That's the key.
How did you, because I can see it in you. You spoke about, you know, passion and purpose, and I can see it as I speak with you here. Our listeners can't. But how did you become involved in this space, you know, this gig economy space, you know, providing conferences, providing these opportunities to other, you know, individuals who have a need, who have the experience, who has the skill sets to still, you know, be productive in this society that we live in? How did you come to this place in your life?
Well, Sean, I'm a gerontologist, and so that means I've studied the field of aging, but I have studied the baby boomer generation for years. And probably about 10 or 12 years ago, I did a program for AARP called Think of Your Entrepreneurial Future. And it really helped me understand that after retirement, you know, the doors are still open for us. If we want to do something else, whether it's a side hustle or a full-time business, it's whatever we want to do. We still have gifts and talents within us that are valued in the marketplace. Mm-hmm. And so when I looked around over these last 10 years, I know brilliant people who are absolutely brilliant and talented who want to do something, whether they want to do it out of a passion or they actually need some extra money. And I'm saying, you have what it takes. You can do it on your own if you only had someone help you learn how to do that. And so my passion is really seeing people living out their purpose, whatever that may be. I don't think that we should die on full. I think we should die on empty. And there are so many talented people. Your listeners, they have so much to give. Just because we retired or approaching retirement age, it doesn't mean that we lose our value. We are to live as long as we are alive.
And this is for the senior who, is, you know, they're living in one of the buildings that I go to frequently, right? And they have a skill for, it could be something as simple as gardening or crocheting. They can put together a class and make money each week from that.
You can, you know, if you have any kind of talent, you can almost teach anything. Mm-hmm. People want to learn. If a gardener can do everything from, you know, teaching gardening, they could actually sell gardening supplies. I know a woman who actually went to a five-star restaurant who was, she's a gardener, a master gardener, and she convinced them to let her do an herb garden right in their restaurant. Their restaurant patrons loved it because they could say, oh, I'm going to go over here and clip some fresh herbs to put on your meal. Mm-hmm. There are so many ways that we can use those passions and skill sets and still earn a little additional money with it and have fun because it's things that you love to do.
So let's talk about the 2018 Boom Conference and why this conference in particular is for everybody. Right.
That has an
interest on making some additional money. So we call it a side hustle, some side money, or it can just be, you know, someone who's trying to grow a business that's kind of stagnant, plateaued, as you've used that word before. Tell our listeners why this conference is important and why they should attend.
This conference is really going to be good. We know we're trying to improve it and we're giving people what they ask for. So we're looking at three sort of main areas with the conference. One is this whole gig economy thing. So it's how can you use your hobbies? How can you use your talents? How can you use your skills to earn some additional income? You determine when, how, where you do that. Mm-hmm. No matter if you want to say, I'll just do it once a month, or if you say I'll do it once a week, but you'll learn how you can do that. You will also hear people who have been in the same situation. Maybe they've been laid off, or maybe they are retired and they wanted to do something else. You're going to hear from those people about how they actually approached it. We are making this conference very, very practical, so people will walk away knowing what they can do with what they have inside of them. So the gig worker will have something available for them, and also the people who know for sure, hey, I just retired and I've been waiting my whole life to actually launch out in a business. This will be an opportunity for them to learn, how do you do this? What are the steps you need to take? What is the mindset you need to have? Because you can't think like an employee. You've got to think like an owner. So we're going to help those people actually get their business moving off the ground. And then, as we talked about, the mature business owner who's been stagnant, we're going to give them some new sales strategies, some tips and tools of inexpensive online tools that they can use that's going to really help their business flourish. So we've got something for everybody.
Logistically speaking, when is it? Where is it in the times?
Okay. So it is on June 7th at the Silver Spring Civic Center, which is right here in downtown Silver Spring, Maryland. It's an all day affair. So 8:30 to 4, we provide lunch, and you're going to have workshops, keynote speakers, and then something we're calling business clinics, where you can take your particular question and get it answered by experts.
Gotcha, gotcha. And where can folks get, register or get tickets to the event?
They can register by going on the website. That's www.theboomconference.com. That's theboomconference.com. That's B-O-O-M. And you can register right online. Or you can call me directly. If you want to talk to a person, I'm always willing to talk. You can reach me at 301-949-3469. That's 301-949-3469.
And that website, it's three words. I have the in my website, and I've learned it's three words, theboomconference.com. Well, we look forward to having and seeing you, well, having, you know, us being out there with the Senior Zone and having our seniors, you know, well attend and support this event and hopefully, you know, move them into a different level or a better level of financial, you know, security out of that insecure place that they may be in by using the talents and skills that they already have. Speak about some of the speakers that you're going to have at the event.
Oh, we have some great speakers. We are starting with a panel of published authors, including myself. My book is coming out, Do the Hustle Without the Hassle.
I love that title. Do the Hustle Without the Hassle.
Don't have any hassle. I don't believe in hassle. Figure out how to do it as simply as possible. But we also have a gentleman. His name is Albert White. He has the next hidden figure story to share. His book will be out soon, but it's about the internet and how African Americans were very instrumental in bringing the internet to consumers. Mm-hmm. And I don't think most people know that story. So that's going to be really exciting to hear. Our other author has Mara Goldsmith. She's done books on branding after age 50, and she talks about the perennial job market, how people can get back into the job market. They can unretire if they want to, or they can do gig work. So we have some really great speakers lined up for you guys.
I understand you have, and the registration ends today, what's called the pitch competition. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Yes, we are so happy. AARP is sponsoring our first Boom Pitch Competition. So this is for people getting into business, whether they're startup or they're growing their business. If they're over age 45, they can still register. 5 o'clock today is the last day to register. And they register. It's a very simple registration process. You don't have to worry that we're on the last day. Mm-hmm. You can do it. You go online and you register for the Boom Pitch Competition. We will train you on how to present your business concept to the audience. And then on the day of the BOEM conference, that's exactly what you do. You get 5 minutes to share your story about your business concept. And this is the great thing. AARP has provided two prizes for $5,000 each.
Wow.
That's a great way to start a company.
Yeah, absolutely. Two $5,000 prizes. So this is like a Shark Tank.
It's like a Shark Tank.
Sort of
exactly.
Arranged. Okay, gotcha. And so there's prizes. Anything else regarding, you know, this pitch event? We didn't know where to register, right? On the boomconference.com.
Yes.
Go there, click under, go on the pitch.
Right.
Correct?
Yes.
And they can do that piece of it. There's prizes there. Other than the age, is there any other eligibility requirements?
The application process is really very simple. If you are building a business, you're going to be able to do it quickly. Just a few pages describing what your business concept is about and the fact that, you're recognized by the state that you're actually saying, I'm going to do this thing. And you just fill out the application and send it in. You've got to register for the conference and we'll get back to you within the next 4 to 5 days to let you know if you make it to the next round.
Gotcha. With the couple of minutes that we have left, Angela, let's talk about your book, Do the Hustle Without the Hassle. That seems like a contradiction in terms. I've been hustling all my life, it seems. And each time I've hustled, there's always a hassle that's attached to that hustle. How have you separated the two in your book?
Okay. So that book is all about the online gig economy. So this is great. You don't need any money. You don't need a domain name. You don't need a website. You don't need a tech person. You need nothing. You have to have access to a computer, but basically you link on a link. You go to a website. They list all of these part-time opportunities and jobs. You apply for one. You get the job. You do the work. And then they give you your money. And they take the fee out.
Wow.
How easy can that be? So this is using what you already know and you just sell it online. For those people who don't like to sell, you don't even have to see the whites of their eyes.
That seems too good to be true.
Hey, it's a good time right now. Economy, it's a really good time. The gig economy is fun.
So this is why I strongly suggest to our seniors all the time. Every show I talk about some tech classes that are available in the area. This is why our seniors need to become more tech savvy. So they too can take advantage of these opportunities that are out there.
Yeah, it's so simple. I mean, people are so surprised to find out how simple it actually is. Now, you might have to learn some new skills, but minimal.
Yeah.
You don't have to spend money to make money.
Yeah, yeah. Any last remarks before I have to let you go?
Well, I just encourage everybody to go over to the website and register for the conference. It's going to be a great time, and they are going to learn a lot and leave able to make money on their own.
Gotcha. One last question. Transportation at the venue? Is it transportation to the BOEM conference?
The BOEM conference, well, it's very close to the downtown Silver Spring subway stop.
Mm-hmm.
There's parking right across the street. There's buses that go right past the venue, so it's very easy to get to.
So that's the red line on at the Silver Spring station, just a couple of blocks away.
Yes.
There. Do they need to bring anything with them to the event?
They can bring their resume if they want to. If they want to share it with people, any information about their company, they're welcome to bring. But just bring their appetite and bring their listening ears.
And so ready to make some money.
That's right.
On the side or not on the side.
That's right.
Don't want to. Off Broadway.
Right.
Off side. We've been speaking with Angela Heath. She is the organizer of the second annual 2018 BOEM conference being held on June 7th at the Silver Spring Civic Center. To get your tickets or to register, go to www.theboomconference.com. Angela, thank you so very much. You're welcome back here anytime.
Thank you so much.
Look forward to it. Folks, we'll be right back after this next break with birthdays of the week as well as news and announcements.
Right at Home is a special kind of company for seniors and others who need care at home. We start with a full assessment of a person's situation. Then we create a customized plan and match up a caregiver.
We take them from disconnected to connected.
Our professionals help with basic tasks like preparing meals or medication monitoring. We provide support and transportation to doctor's visits and social events.
They become involved instead of uninvolved.
We'll take them where they want to go and help them keep doing the things that they enjoy.
With us, care is consistent, not inconsistent.
And every right-at-home caregiver is reliable, trained, and background checked.
So you can go from uncertain to certain.
It's the right care. Right at home. Call Right at Home at 301-255-0066. We'll set up a free in-home consultation at your convenience. That's 301-255-0066.
Many of us realize we have more yesterdays than tomorrows. Have you given thought to the pre-planning of your life's final celebration? Consider giving Stewart Funeral Home of Washington, D.C. the privilege of guiding you along the path, leading to a meaningful, respectful, caring, and affordable service, because your life should be remembered. Stewart Funeral Home can guide you through the latest funeral and cremation options while providing old-fashioned experience with a level of detail that comes from a hometown provider. Isn't your life's final celebration worth pre-planning? Let Stewart Funeral Home be your guide. Call them today at 202-399-3600. That's 202-399-3600. Stewart Funeral Home, located in Washington, D.C. at 4001 Benning Road Northeast. Call them now at 202-399-3600.
The death of a loved one can devastate a family, especially when the funds are not there to bury them. A unique final expense plan helps you secure the needed funds and save your loved ones thousands at the time of your death. Most qualify, even with health issues, and it's affordable. Call 410-730-7611. That's 410-730-7611. Again, 410-730-7611. This could be the most loving gift you'll ever give them.
Con artists. They'll try anything to get your Medicare card number.
So they can steal your identity.
Commit Medicare fraud.
What can you do? Guard your card.
Guard your card. Just like your credit card.
Nobody gets my number. Unless I know they should have it.
To protect your identity, new Medicare cards without Social Security numbers will be mailed next year.
Visit Medicare.gov/fraud.
Stay sharp, people.
We are back, and this is the Senior Zone. And once again, I'm your host, Sean Perry, and we have LCE here in the studio today. LCE is legal counsel for the elderly. Olivia.
Georgian.
Georgian. How are you, Olivia?
I'm well. Thank you so much for having me on your show today.
I'm excited to have this discussion with you. Allow me to properly introduce you. LCE, they have a new program which started last September that saves people who have housing vouchers from eviction and homelessness. The program is called the Voucher Preservation Project and is made possible through funding from the Sidley Austin Foundation and the accounting firm of KPMG. With me today again is Olivia Georgian from LCE. She is an Equal Justice Works Fellow who heads the program. Again, good morning and welcome.
Good morning and thank you.
Let's just jump right into it. I think this is such an important topic to have, and I want to stay focused on, I know the program probably affects other individuals who are not of senior age, but if we can keep it focused on seniors, because that's who my audience is.
Understood.
Yeah, got it. So let's talk about, what is the Voucher Preservation Project?
So our project works with low-income folks, seniors in particular, for LCE, in the Housing Choice Voucher Program, who are at risk of losing their voucher and, by extension, their housing. And just to give you some more background, the Housing Choice Voucher Program, in case your listeners aren't familiar with it, it essentially makes housing more affordable for low-income DC residents. And the way it works is that the DC Housing Authority pays landlords a large portion of their rent, and the tenant then pays the rest. And that makes housing a lot more affordable for low-income folks here. Mm-hmm. The Housing Authority does set requirements that have to be met by both the landlords and tenants in order to keep the subsidy coming. And sometimes, unfortunately, the landlord or the tenant doesn't comply with those rules, which then lead to the tenant's eviction and very likely homelessness. And our goal is to provide early intervention when there is a problem so we can help them remain housed and so they don't lose their housing voucher and homes. And I would like to point out that even if it's a landlord violation, the tenant can still find themselves at risk of losing their homes at the very least.
Yeah. So you mentioned early intervention.
What happens during that stage if you're able to capture someone during that period of time? When is that period of time? What is considered early intervention? And then what happens in that particular period of time?
So the way I like to say it is as early as possible. Early intervention is really when a senior notices that they might be at risk of losing their voucher, either because they were receiving a notice from the housing authority or because they're falling behind on the rent. Essentially, anything before litigation becomes an issue and before the senior's placed in an emergency situation. As I was saying, a tenant can be evicted from their home. And so usually that's when tenants sort of wake up and realize, I need help. I can't go to court on my own. And we are trying to shift that intervention stage to earlier. So I basically only work early intervention with folks in early intervention stage, and we've seen a great number of success through that early intervention, as opposed to waiting till litigation, waiting till landlord-tenant court, and having a lot of resources go to use for that one person that could have actually been used earlier and to help more folks.
What happens, Olivia, when? What happens to a tenant when the landlord is not in compliance with his or her obligations?
So the landlord's obligation essentially boils down to maintaining the unit, making sure that it's up to code. So, for example, we don't want holes in the walls. We want good ceilings and good floors, good doors, no vermin infestation, no mice, nothing like that. And unfortunately, in the district, a lot of landlords don't maintain their homes up to code. Mm-hmm. And what happens is that the DC Housing Authority inspects these homes once a year to make sure they're up to code. If they're not, the subsidy becomes at risk and eventually can be terminated. And so when the subsidy is terminated, the tenant has to pay the full market rent. And obviously they cannot do that because a lot of them are low income. If you have a voucher, it's essentially like the last safety net before homelessness. Yeah. And so if they cannot pay the full rent, landlord can say, sorry, you're not paying the rent. I'm going to file an eviction suit against you. Tenant's evicted. And if the tenant isn't able to find housing within a certain period of time, then they can also lose their voucher. So as you can see, it's a very downward spiral from there.
Do you find that landlords use the strategy of not, remaining compliant as a way of getting out of the Section 8 program?
Absolutely. I obviously don't like to make generalizations and say that all landlords do that, but a lot of landlords do actually use that as a way of getting rid of their low-income tenants. Mm-hmm. And that's a perverted effect that I have seen and why we created this voucher preservation project, to hold landlords accountable to their duties. Because when you sign up to take someone with a voucher, you sign up to respect the rules and regulations of the program. And while tenants also have to respect the rules and regulations of the program, they're held accountable when they mess up. Landlords, on the other hand, basically get this way out of having a low-income tenant, flip their apartments over and rent them out to folks with more money.
Yeah. So how much time does a tenant have from the time they have an eviction notice, executed, to the time they then have to vacate?
It varies. Yeah. It varies. But that's really at the tail end of the timeline. Once you have a writ of eviction issued against you, there's very little anyone can do to intervene besides maybe buying you time. Ideally, what we'd like is for folks to reach out to us ASAP. Like, you get a notice from the Housing Choice Voucher Program at the Housing Authority. You get a notice from your landlord saying you owe rent and that, you went from owing a small portion of the rent to the full rent. That's when we want seniors to reach out to us, because there's so much more we can do to help them at that stage than we can when a writ of eviction is issued.
Sure. How big of a problem? I know you're focused on the District of Columbia. How widespread? Paint a picture for me. How big of a problem is this in the District of Columbia?
So DC is pretty special in the sense that because of the high rate of gentrification and the ever increasing levels of rent, housing is becoming less and less affordable for folks in the district. And landlords, on the flip side, see that they have more and more money to gain.
Sure.
And so because of that, low-income seniors are finding themselves increasingly at risk of this weird scheme that's been going on, where landlords at one point used to want to have housing voucher tenants house in their units because it guaranteed them a very continuous stream of income. Now they're seeing that that continuous stream of income is no longer the best they can do, that they can rent it out to people with more money, and they don't need those voucher folks anymore. And so that's the kind of the developments that's been going on in D.C.
Yeah, I would think it's hard to police that or control that because the landlord has that right with their own property. To get out of the program if they will. But, you know, I understand that there's, you know, some give and take between the landlord and the District of Columbia. There's an expectation that they're going to honor, you know, the system and respect the system and comply with the system and not just put our seniors out on the streets.
Right, you know, right. Like I say, if you don't want to become a landlord, just don't rent out.
Yeah. So you mentioned requirements and that tenants, seniors have to meet certain requirements to stay compliant with the program. What are some of those requirements?
So a lot of those requirements have to do with reporting to the DC Housing Authority, which is the agency that gives the money that pays the landlord a portion of the rent. Mm-hmm. And so those reporting requirements are reporting an income decrease or increase. So if you lose a job, if you get a job, if you get a new public benefit, that you need to report all of those things to the housing authority. Another big thing to report is who's living in your household. So if you're, for example, your grandchild comes and stays with you on a permanent basis, you need to report that to the housing authority. And again, if someone leaves from your household, moves out of your home, you need to report that to the housing authority. And it's little things like that can really put you at risk of losing your voucher, because if the housing authority finds out that you didn't report something to them, then they can make you pay back the money to them, and that's when you become in trouble.
And this is what I want our seniors to know, those that are on a housing voucher out there now and listening to this conversation. If you lose your housing voucher, there's a backlog.
Yes.
To get your voucher back.
Oh, I'm.
And how long is that voucher? I mean, how long is that backlog?
Currently, the waiting list for a housing voucher is 14 years, meaning they're pulling people off the waiting list who signed up in January 2003. Mm-hmm. So it's incredibly long. And not only that, the waiting list is currently closed. So you have no shot at getting your voucher back at all. So if you have one, treasure it, because it truly is a rare gem in the district.
Yeah. Is there a cost for the legal representation of LCE? If some folks out there now are going through an eviction process and they don't have legal representation now but want to tap into the resources over at LCE, is there a cost for that?
No, we're absolutely free. We do have some requirements as to who we can represent. So folks over 60, around or below 200% of the poverty line, and who live in the district, or who have a district-issued voucher. But those are, we're completely free. So I really do encourage folks to reach out to us.
Yeah. What are some of the income guidelines? How much can one not make?
So it's, like I said, 200% of the poverty line or below, and that varies based on the number of people in your household.
Yeah.
So I don't know the numbers off the top of my head.
200% is about 26,000 or so.
That sounds about right. That sounds about right. Right. So odds are if you have a voucher, you're probably close to those guidelines in the first place.
Yeah. So I have a crazy question. Seniors go to the casino. Right.
Sure.
And so they win or lose. Are their gambling winnings considered income that would render them ineligible for a housing voucher?
That is a very random question. Anything like that is considered income. And I actually always give that example to my clients where if you hit the lottery, you might become ineligible for our services.
Right. So tell us what happens, you know, and you touched on it, but I want to touch on it again.
Sure.
Because it's so important. What happens to a person if they lose, if he or she loses their voucher coverage? What happens to them? Are they immediately evicted? Do they have to then begin paying their full rent day one?
I mean, basically, there are certain things. If it's soon enough, LCE can sometimes intervene in what's called a voucher termination hearing and represent folks in those hearings, administrative hearings in the DC Housing Authority. But if we're unable to do that, that's really an emergency situation. If we're unable to do that, then yeah, that means that the tenant has to pay the full market rent like any other unsubsidized tenant. And we all know what happens then. Tenant falls in arrears in the rent, can't pay it. Gets an eviction notice issued against them, becomes evicted, and very likely homeless unless they have family they can crash with, which is still essentially considered homelessness.
Sure. A couple more questions. Are housing vouchers, are they transferable? Are they portable? Can you take it from one jurisdiction to another?
How does that work? You sure can. So it's a federal subsidy. Okay. So you can, people all across the country can have housing vouchers, and there is a certain procedure to follow. Like, the first thing you should probably do is go to the housing authority in DC and let them know you want to, quote, port out, which is the term that people use to move, use a voucher somewhere else. But, and it's not a guarantee, but it is something that you folks can do if they want to move to another jurisdiction and keep their voucher.
Okay. And where can those folks who are transferring into the District of Columbia or the surrounding counties, where can they find participating landlords and properties?
So any landlord in the district or anywhere else has to, I'm not sure about other jurisdictions. I'm just going to stick to my specialty, okay, which is DC. But landlords in DC cannot reject tenants based on just their vouchers. That's considered source of income discrimination, because vouchers are considered a source of income. Mm-hmm. And so if a tenant with a voucher would meet all the other requirements as a tenant without a voucher, there's no reason to discriminate against that tenant with a voucher. That being said, there's a rampant discrimination against voucher holders in the district. And so that's something else that LC helps with holding landlords accountable to taking in these tenants who have every other requirement that the landlord is asking for, but for the housing voucher.
Yeah. And one last question. For those that have, because seniors have physical disabilities, mm-hmm, and challenges, for sure. Are there, is there something within the program that assists them with finding property?
So the Housing Choice Voucher Program does not, and our program sometimes helps, but really we're more legal focused than anything else. But essentially, if you find a landlord that you want to lease up with, but you're having difficulties because the landlord is giving you trouble, I highly recommend that you reach out to us, because we can intervene in those situations, reach out to your landlord on your behalf. But there, because you can use your voucher to go to a private landlord, you basically are in charge of finding a disability accommodating unit for yourself.
Gotcha. One last question. I said that before. Where can those individuals that are facing eviction and the fear of homelessness, where can they contact LCE and seek your legal representation and help?
So please call our hotline number. Mm-hmm. It's 202-434-2120. And additionally, I'm at the DC Housing Authority nearly every Tuesday morning at what's called the walk-in voucher hours, where voucher holders can go and ask questions about their vouchers. And the DC Housing Authority is located at 1133 North Capitol Street Northeast. And again, I'm there nearly every Tuesday morning. So if you need help, come see me. I'd be happy to assist you as best as I can.
We've been speaking with Olivia Georgian, yes, over at Legal Counsel for the Elderly. We've been talking about their new voucher preservation project that's been funded by the Sidley Austin Foundation, as well as accounting firm KPMG. We want to thank them for participating in that project as well. Olivia, thank you. You are
thank
welcome
you
back.
So
you're now
much.
A friend and a family member of the Senior Zone.
Well, thank you. I'm very excited about that.
Your certificate is on the way, so you're official now.
Thank you so much.
We appreciate it so very much. We've been speaking with Olivia Georgian of AARP, Legal Counsel for the Elderly. This next break is brought to you by GrandPad, the smartest, simplest, and safest tablet to connect seniors with their loved ones. The perfect Mother's Day gift. Get your mom a GrandPad today.
You know, for people listening who might feel they're out of touch with family or family members because they're not connected, not wired, as they say, unable to share emails, correspond with kids, grandkids, nieces, and nephews, well, now they can be connected, you can be connected. The best part is, it's easy to do. The solution is called GrandPad. GrandPad is a simple and secure tablet computer that connects you to your family and friends. No longer do you have to miss out on birthdays, graduations, weddings, other special occasions. Even everyday activities can all be shared on a GrandPad tablet. With GrandPad, you can view family photos and videos, play games, check on the weather, listen to your favorite music, send and receive emails, even voice emails, make outbound phone calls by just tapping a picture or a graphic on the screen. You don't have to take a computer course to do this. GrandPad's simple month-to-month, no-risk, no-contract membership includes everything you need to connect with your digital family. It comes with all the support that you need to stay in touch. Visit GrandPad.net, just the way it sounds, GrandPad.net.
Right at Home is a special kind of company for seniors and others who need care at home. We start with a full assessment of a person's situation. Then we create a customized plan and match up a caregiver.
We take them from disconnected to connected.
Our professionals help with basic tasks like preparing meals or medication monitoring. We provide support and transportation to doctor's visits and social events.
They become involved instead of uninvolved.
We'll take them where they want to go and help them keep doing the things that they enjoy.
With us, care is consistent, not inconsistent.
And every Right at Home caregiver is reliable, trained, and background checked.
So you can go from uncertain to certain.
It's the right care. Right at Home. Call Right at Home at 301-255-0066. We'll set up a free in-home consultation at your convenience. That's 301-255-0066.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday.
Yep, it's that time of the show. Once again, birthdays of the week. And first up, we have Mr. Cedric Harris, 63, on Wednesday, May 2nd, from Langley Park, Maryland. Happy birthday to you, Mr. Harris. Mrs. Charlotte Stevens is 74 on Wednesday, May 2nd as well, from Silver Spring, Maryland. Thank you, Miss Stevens, for supporting the Senior Zone. Mr. Bo Luther, I like that name, Bo Luther, 54, Wednesday, May 2nd, hailing from Arlington, Virginia. Happy birthday to you, Mr. Luther. Mr. Abel Romero is 78 on Friday, May 4th, from Northwest D.C., Columbia Heights area. Mrs. Carmen Nelson is the big 6-0. She rolled over Saturday, May 5th, from New York City, New York. Happy birthday to you, Miss Nelson, and thank you for listening to the Senior Zone. Mr. Dwayne Connor is 63 on Saturday, May 5th, from Glendale, Maryland. Happy birthday to you, Mr. Connor. Mrs. Rosemary Crawford is 72, Saturday, May 5th, from Northeast D.C. Moving right along here, my friend here, Miss Verda Hatcher Johnson, 69, Sunday, May 6th, from District Heights, Maryland. Happy birthday to you, Verda, and many, many more. Miss Linda Ivy Lewis, I don't have her age, but I know she's a senior. She's a young one. She looks good for her age. Sunday, May 6th, from Washington, D.C. And last but not least, we have Miss Maddie Ferguson, 79, on Sunday, May 6th as well, from Springfield, Virginia. Folks, to have your birthday or notable event or any other sort of senior accomplishment, you can email us with that information at info@theseniorzone.com. That's three words, info, I-N-F-O, at theseniorzone.com. In the Senior Zone news and announcements, did you know that last year, 1 in 3 Medicare-eligible recipients received an opioid drug to relieve their pain? Prescription opioid abuse is a growing problem with seniors as they try to manage chronic pain due to age-related conditions such as arthritis, disc disease, and other pain-related illnesses. To learn everything you need to know about opioid pain medication and how to protect yourself or even a loved one, join the Health Policy Research Consortium and Bowie State University at the free Opioids Crisis Awareness Symposium on Wednesday, May 9th from 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. at Bowie State University. Free continental breakfast as well as an all-you-can-eat lunch will be served. To learn more about this free important event, call 301-390-9900. That's 301-390-9900. Or you can register online by going to www.hprc.info, I-N-F-O. That's hprc.info. Well, are you retired and in need of a little extra cash? Are you finally ready to dust off that crusty old dream and start a new business of your own? If so, why not attend the Boom Conference on Thursday, June 7th at the Silver Spring Civic Center? Learn how to make money working when you want to and learn how to launch a successful business. For more information, visit theboomconference.com. That's theboomconference.com. Or you can call 888 888- 888-530-7117. That's 888-530-7117. See you at the Boom Conference on June 7th at the Silver Spring Civic Center. Folks, are you interested in helping others connect to useful programs and services? Well, the DC Office on Aging through the Ambassador Program provides a free interactive training designed to help you help others. If you are interested in becoming an ambassador, call the DC Office on Aging at 202-724-5626. That's 202-724-5626. There are fresh fruits and vegetables every third Thursday of each month at 1 p.m. at the Bladensburg Community Center at 4500 57th Avenue, and that's in Bladensburg, Maryland. Again, it's every third Thursday of the month at the Bladensburg Community Center. They provide fresh fruits and vegetables for older adults. No ID is required. For more information, call Barbara Givens at 301-277-3775. That's 301-277-3775. Here's one for our Montgomery County listeners. Are you in need of transportation in Montgomery County? Well, the Montgomery County Department of Transportation, through their call and ride program, provides discounted taxi rides for income eligible county residents 65 years of age and older, as well as persons living with a disability. For more information on the Montgomery County call-in ride program, call 301-948-5409. That's 301-948-5409. Back to D.C., the D.C. Office on Aging, their program called Safe at Home, promotes aging in place for older adults as well as persons living with a disability by offering home accessibility grants that reduce the risk of falls and reduce barriers that limit your mobility. To get more information or to begin the application process, call the Safe at Home program at 202-638-0050. That's 202-638-0050. Still in D.C., they are offering free D.C. computer classes. The D.C. public libraries offer ongoing free hands-on computer training for adults. Classes range from beginner to intermediate training, so build your confidence when using a computer at home, at the library, or even when looking for a job. No registration is required, folks. Admission is on a first-come, first-served basis. For more information or to learn their class schedule, call 202-727-1471. That's 202-727-1471. Last but not least, I mention this one every week because it's just that good. BenefitsCheckup.org. BenefitsCheckup.org. It's a website that screens for more than 2,500 public and private benefit programs that include help with prescription drugs, heating bills, housing and rent, food, legal services, medical costs, tax relief, in-home services, even veteran benefits and employment and volunteer opportunities. Folks, screenings are confidential and it's absolutely free. Just go to benefitscheckup.org to find out what benefits that you are eligible to receive. Well, folks, the pencil broke. That's all she wrote. To have your event or announcement mentioned here on the Senior Zone, or to share your thoughts about today's show, or even recommendations for future broadcasts, you can call us here on the Senior Zone at 202-810-5940. That's 202-810-5940. Or you can email us again at info@thesenierzone.com. That's info@thesenierzone.com. Be sure to join us next Monday here on the Senior Zone for another informative show. Until then, please don't change that dial. The Discover Your Why radio show of Dr. Eve Taylor is up next, and she is standing by, fired up and ready to go. Until next time, have an intentionally blessed week. We love you.
Be sure to join us on our next broadcast.
Until then,
live simply,
love generously,
care deeply,
speak kindly,
and leave the rest to God. Have a wonderful week, and God willing, the Senior Zone will be here for another informative and entertaining hour next Monday morning at 10 a.m.